This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Speaking at a rally in Nashik and Dhule in Maharashtra, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana and more than 1.25 crore households have received piped water connections under the Har Ghar Jal Yojana. Speaking about the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, Mr. Modi said they are receiving financial assistance of 12,000 rupees annually under the PM Kisan scheme and the Namo Shetkari scheme. Highlighting infrastructural projects like Atal Setu, Vadhvan Port, Samruddhi Mahamarg and Mumbai Metro as achievements of the government, Mr. Modi hit out at the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance for stalling these projects. Mr. Modi noted that his government accorded classical language status to Marathi. Addressing a rally in Shirala in Sangil district, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said Maharashtra has witnessed the Mahayuti government's commitment to development in the past 2 years and expressed confidence that the people of the state will vote for the BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine in the upcoming state assembly polls. Mr. Shah said the Mahayuti government follows Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's ideals and is duty-bound to protect Indian heritage and culture. He added that people have seen that all the poll promises made by the Mahayuti have been fulfilled, while the ones made by the opposition are just fake and imaginative. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 20th of this month. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held an election rally in Simdega in Jharkhand in support of India Bloc candidates. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gandhi said the fight in the assembly election is between those who are protecting the constitution and those who are trying to end the constitution. President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that the government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi. She said corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root. President Murmu said the government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today attended the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore. Speaking at the event, he emphasized the strategic importance of collaboration between India and ASEAN. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the demographics and emerging demands of both could mutually support and become key drivers of the global economy. A 7-judge bench of the Supreme Court by a 4-3 majority today overruled the 1967 judgment in the S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying the minority status to the Aligarh Muslim University. The 1967 judgment had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The apex court today said an institution will not lose its minority status merely because it was created by a statute. The government has invited comments and feedback from the general public for the Commercial Courts Amendment Bill 2024. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said, acting on specific inputs regarding presence of terrorists in the Panipura Sopore area and the district, a joint operation by security forces was launched last night. Indian tennis player Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli, alongside his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral, is set to face the French team of Pierre-Hugues Hébert and Albano Olivetti in the men's doubles semi-final at the Moselle Open in France. And with that, we end this news bulletin.